Coach, I'm sure that is a very devastated locker room with the players. I'm curious how you sum it up with them and what the message is after that one.
Well, I think there are a lot of good things in terms of, you know, we competed at a high level and we've got to stay together because there's a long season ahead of us. And so we've documented that we have the ability to do some good things, but certainly we've got to finish things out and we got to stretch doubles and get to the middle of it and look up the floor and, you know, and be disciplined down the stretch. We didn't do that at all, and that's really, really tough to take. We threw the ball away over and over and over again. We jumped out on a baseline out of bounds and gave opportunities. We fouled when they were going to the basket. So, you know, but again, we competed with a really good team, and you got to give Maryland credit because, you know, they fought through to the end and sped us up, and we had some kids that unfortunately we didn't do well with that type of situation this time, but I believe that our young ladies are going to bounce back and we'll be a whole lot better in the future with it. So, you know, we've got to do a better job putting them in those positions and forcing them to, you know, be more comfortable with it. So that we will absolutely do that.
Grace Grahalski comes out shooting with fire. She scores a career high 31 points. Boy, at times in some past games, hasn't been able to score that much. What made the difference today?
Yeah, the way we started the game, shooting the ball, you know, we weren't shooting it very well from the arc in the first quarter at all, and I think we got good shots. You know, we were a team of runs in this game. I thought we played really, really well in the second quarter, did not play well in the third quarter, you know, and then had some good stretches. But, you know, I thought Grace is someone who obviously you can rely on. She's really steady. It really hurt us that she fouled out kind of down the stretch too, but you know, I think she's someone that we rely a great deal on, and she answered the call at a very, very high level.
You mentioned just being sped up there at the end of the game. Like, how surprised were you that happened? Because you guys, for the most part, you know, I think 6 turnovers in the first quarter. You really did a good job taking care of it.
Yeah,
you know, after that fact.
Yeah, and it was a man-to-man, and, you know, we had opportunities to just kind of stretch it, and we took one or two dribbles and picked it up rather than get by them. And, you know, that's something that obviously we need to go back and we need to readdress and we need to work on because we didn't do that. And so that's on me that we didn't do that. And so being aggressive in those situations is advantageous.
Winning the rebounding battle today against a tough rebounding team, that's a plus. There was a lot of pluses, like you said, Coach, in this game, and rebounding was one of them. And even the last shot, Sophie Hart, if she grabbed that rebound, I think in enough time, it's in the play-by-play, so I'm thinking she had enough time if it would have fallen in.
Yeah, I thought our effort was really, really outstanding for lots of that game. I thought we did a lot of good things during the course of it, and unfortunately, you know, couldn't capitalize, had a lead down the stretch and couldn't capitalize.
All right, like you said, a lot of season to play, a lot of Big Ten games to play. We'll let you get back to it, Coach. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.